Let's have Narayana again. This is your opportunity to experience yourself as the chanting itself. Feel yourself within. Feel your sense of existence. Feel the I am. And feel that the music is, the chanting is emanating from the I am. It's calling to you, the Absolute. It says, listen to me. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you with love. Robert left Los Angeles in 1995. Didn't know what to do with myself. So I just laid in the couch and listened to sacred music and went within. Found my loneliness there, my sense of loss. But listening to the music and going within began to create these states of bliss. Throughout my whole body, bliss. And I said to myself, now I know Ananda, happiness, bliss. But I didn't know existence and knowledge. So I rejected the bliss. I wanted to know the final state, the state beyond consciousness that I knew Robert lived in all the time. So still. So quiet. So accepting. And eventually I did have two awakening experiences close together. Didn't know that final state. And I had this beautiful talk prepared for today. How to better know that final state. The state beyond consciousness. But for the last few days, my body has just been pulsating with this ecstasy and this bliss. It's really hard to keep concepts and talks in my mind when the energy courses through me like this, the ecstasy. Kinds of makes you dysfunctional. But when you feel it, who cares? Still, the question arises, who feels it? It's because I have a body. And the sense of I am that's born of the body. Even though the I am itself is not the body. It's consciousness. The message comes to the absolute that I am, that I live. And the absolute is entirely beyond consciousness and the I am. But the I am speaks to it and says, I live. While this body lives, I am. And sometimes so much joy pervades the I am that all else is forgotten. So much ecstasy, so much love. Ramakrishna knew well the absolute. But he said, I don't want it. I want to experience the love of Kali, the goddess mother, the destroyer of illusion. And so while Ramana dwelled in the perfect peace of the absolute Turiyanata, beyond even Turiya, beyond nothingness, beyond knowing and not knowing. Ramakrishna lived amongst his students with brimming love. He knew the I Am would not last. How long does it last? 60, 70, 80, 90 years. And then he'd return to the Absolute forever. Just as he was in the Absolute at all times. But he chose instead to identify with love and the ecstasies that love brought in his love for Mother Kali. Most of you will have to make that choice sometime yourselves as you travel this path. These things come up. Bliss arises. Happiness arises. Peace arises. And it's so easy to stop. Or like him, you continue to push through and know the Absolute. But reject it because of the sweetness of love. It really doesn't matter. Which do you prefer? Peace that passeth beyond understanding, as Robert said. Peace so deep and still that every moment has its own different ecstasy. A stillness so deep that nothing moves. And you're complete with no striving. Or the ecstasy of perfect love. A feeling filled with love and identified with love. With love pouring through your body and through your heart and out through your head and your face into the universe. Towards your beloved. Whether it's a spouse or whether it's the guru or whether it's God. Your whole body is energized by love and filled with it. And you feel ecstasy and you feel your whole body tingling in happiness and you're happy. Kind of hard to choose between them. I read this Nisargadatta quote that's very appropriate. He said, in wisdom, I am nothing. But in love, I am everything. And my life flows between those two poles. Some days nothing and peace. Sometimes everything and bliss. It's pretty hard to choose. There's so many things I want to talk to you about. So many things. How to know whether you've made progress or are making progress. How to know when you're realized, what it's like after being realized. The period when you bump around, you have no idea what's happened because your whole world has been turned upside down. You no longer have a concept to hold on to. You have nothing to teach. You've just had these extraordinary experiences, but nothing to relate, nothing to give to others, except to tell them of your experience. Like the charismatic Christians say, the good news. Then gradually over years, you begin to accumulate concepts from the outside that seem to fit this new enlightened experience, and you can begin to teach using words. But the real teaching isn't in the words that you've learned, but in your presence. Because you bring a gift to the world then. Gift of awakening, of knowing the Absolute, of knowing full love, your beingness is transformed, and your presence is the gift. You need not speak a word. Robert wandered 17 years after he saw Ramana. So 22 years after his enlightenment experience before he felt he could teach. Ramana sat for 20 years in silence after his awakening experience until some of the scholars that came to him read him some of the holy books, and he said, yeah, that's it. Robert said he didn't understand his experience until he went to Ramana, and Ramana explained what his experience meant, his expansion. And still, even after Ramana died, he spent 17 years wandering India, saying he didn't want to miss anything, any aspect of truth. For 12 years after my awakening experiences, I said nothing. I had nothing to offer. I had no concepts. And the concepts I ran into didn't seem to fit, and they were borrowed anyway. They weren't my truth. So how could I speak them? One thing I had was trust in my guru, Robert. That stuff they tell you about having an inner guru, yeah, that's true. But an outer guru you love, whom you trust, is so important. We have Om Guru, Jaya Guru. It's short.
Oh,
Robert was my teacher, my guru, my love. But I had another teacher that came often into my life, Gene Dunn. Who Nisargadatta named as his successor. He only named two people. One was Gene. And in his book, Consciousness and the Absolute, on April 22, 1981, a questioner asked him, "When I stabilize in consciousness, is that meditation?" Maharaj, who is stabilizing? Is it not consciousness self? This one, referring to Jean Dunn, has understood her nature. It is all due to her faith in the Guru. Everything that has any concern with me is sacred to her. Unless you have such faith in the Guru, you do not attain faith in yourself. Some people go about to this Swami and that Swami. For what? To lick their leftovers? If they lick their own leftovers, how much better would it be? I have my own Gene Dunn. Can we play the poem?
In the orchard and rose garden, I long to see your face. In the taste of sweetness, I long to kiss your lips. In the shadows of passion, I long for your love. O supreme lover, let me leave aside my worries. The flowers are blooming with the exaltation of your spirit. By Allah, I long to escape the prison of my ego and lose myself in the mountains and the desert. These sad and lonely people tire me. I long to revel in the drunken frenzy of your love and feel the strength of Rustam in my hands. I'm sick of mortal kings. I long to see your light. With lamps in hand, the sheikhs and mullahs roam the dark alleys of these towns, not finding what they seek. You are the essence of the essence, the intoxication of love. I long to sing your praises, but stand mute with the agony of wishing in my heart.
That is our own Janet. You know, when I had my second awakening experience, what I saw was as I passed between dream and the waking state, that I witnessed this movement, this passage. It was like the dream state left like a cloud, and a new cloud came, a cloud of waking consciousness with its own imaginary objects. And I was not touched by it. And when I told Robert that I saw, I witnessed these comings and goings of these various states of consciousness, as when I was not touched, he said, "Congratulations, you're enlightened." And he said, "Are you happy? Do you feel the great happiness?" Well, I was so struck by the nature of the experience of seeing myself removed from consciousness that I didn't feel happiness. I just felt exultation at the discovery that I was not mortal. I did not live. I was unborn. It was consciousness given life through the body that felt all this, that saw all this, that suffered and felt beauty or saw beauty and felt exaltation. And I was no longer identified with it. The motion picture I was watching, projected on a cloud, and the scenes changed and the objects changed. But I just witnessed it and saw how wondrous it was. This show was so wondrous, and it was all for me. It was like I was being entertained by consciousness. The play of consciousness. If you look at the books of Ramana, they're proof that there is this immortal state. The witness beyond the universe is if one can watch the movement of consciousness and recognize you're witnessing it and you're separate from it. To be able to see the arising of waking state, its passing away, the coming of the dream state, and then recognizing you're in a dream. And being separate from it and watching it, maybe changing it if you want, and then watching that whole state pass away, and then there's a gap before the new state starts, this time deep sleep. Somebody asked Ramana, no, they asked Robert, in one of our satsangs, "Robert, are you aware during deep sleep?" And he said, "Yes, all yanis are aware during deep sleep. If they want to, they can be aware that they're separate from the sleep state. The sleep state, too, is just another phase of consciousness that they no longer identify with." Now, some people have had this experience of witnessing the coming and going of consciousness, but didn't know how significant that was. They didn't have the concepts of awakening
or of enlightenment. Or understand that if you can witness the comings and goings of consciousness and all the objects in consciousness, essentially you're not consciousness. You're totally beyond consciousness. And this is the proof royal that you are the absolute or the witness or whatever name you want to give it. Beyond life and death, immortal. But it never occurs to some of these people that the experience implies immortality. Now go deep into yourself. You can find that witness if you look inside of yourself. You'll see all kinds of phenomena inside. Lights, energies, you feel it with your body, energies, love, anger, emotions, images, dreams. The dream state is always there. If you close your eyes, the images just keep coming like they do in sleep, except they become the only objects when you're sleeping. When you're awake, we call it daydreaming. When you're asleep, we call it the dream state. So too is the fundamental state of you, of your beingness. The ground state, Turiya, that's there all the time too. It's just buried amongst all the other objects and ideas and concepts. This is the thing that never changes. My mom often tells me, I'm 93, but I still feel like I'm 19. Isn't that true with us? Do we really feel any different than we were when we were 6 or 10? Or 15. I'm talking about that basic sense of us, of existence, of being Joanne, or being Ted, or being Tim. Don't we feel now the same way we felt 20 years ago and 30 years ago? The only thing that's changed is our understanding, our concepts, maybe the amount of pain we feel or joy. But the fundamental state of being me really hasn't changed at all. And this is the state you have to learn to identify with if you're going to be into Advaita and going beyond into the Absolute. This Turiya state, the fourth state, interpenetrates, suffuses, and supports all the other states, the waking state, the dream state, and the deep sleep state. And all of these together are the I am. Although I tend to identify with my sense of presence more as I am. My sense of being Ed, rather than the totality of all the experiences I have. Identify with my sense of presence. And this is the quickest way to go deep, to feel deeply. To go beyond.
And you know, there are several kinds of people, those who love chanting and those who don't. Those who love chanting or certain chants can feel such ecstasy and joy in the chanting that it motivates and energizes their practice. And it really behooves you to learn to love chanting, whichever chants work for you. Can we play Paga Gunaru?
Shaka pya la 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 la
I want to thank everybody for the love and support you've given me with regard to the feral cats, the appeal that went out briefly a short time ago, brought in enough money for 2 months. I'm so thankful to you. I appreciate it. I love you for it. That kind of giving opens your heart too. But I do thank you from the bottom of my heart. I don't feel like doing a lot of talking in terms of dialogue today, but can you unmute everybody and I'll just talk to everybody briefly, one by one.
Continuing on the theme of bhakti, I will sing thy name.
Okay.
And then silent meditation after that. I don't know how long this battery is going to last.
Okay, here we go. And thank you if we lose you.
I will sing thy name, I will drink thy name, and get all drunk with thine. I will sing thy name, I will drink thy name, and get all drunk with thine. I will sing thy name, I will drink thy name, and get all drunk with thine. I will sing thy name, I will drink thy name, and get all drunk, oh, with thy name. I will sing thy name, I will drink thy name, and get all drunk, oh, with thy name. I will sing thy name, I will drink thy name, and get all drunk, oh, with thy name. I will sing thy name, I will drink thy name, and get all drunk, oh, with thy name. Om Guru, Om Guru, Om Guru, Om. 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 Om Guru, Om.
I will sing thy name, I will drink thy name, and dare all drunk forgive thy name. I will sing thy name, I will drink thy name, and dare all drunk forgive thy name. I will sing thy name, I will drink thy name, and dare all drunk forgive thy name. I will sing thy name, I will drink thy name, and dare all drunk forgive thy name. I will sing thy name, I will drink thy name, and dare all drunk forgive thy name. I will sing thy name, I will drink thy name, and dare all drunk forgive thy name. I will sing thy name, I will drink thy name. I will sing thy name, I will drink thy name, and dare all drunk forgive thy name. Om Guru, Om Guru, Om Guru, Om. 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 I will sing thy name, I will drink thy name, and dare all drunk forgive thy name. I will sing thy name, I will drink thy name, and dare all drunk forgive thy name. I will sing thy name, I will drink thy name, and dare all drunk forgive thy name. I will sing thy name, I will drink thy name. Thy name, I will drink thy name, and dare all drunk forgive thy name. I will sing thy name, I will drink thy name, and dare all drunk forgive thy name. Om Guru, Om Guru, Om Guru, Om. Om Guru, Om Guru, Om Guru, Om. Om Guru, Om Guru, Om Guru, Om. I will sing thy name, I will drink thy name, and dare all drunk forgive thy name. I will sing thy name, I will drink thy name, and dare all drunk forgive thy name. I will sing thy name, I will drink thy name, and dare all drunk forgive thy name. I will sing thy name, I will drink thy name, and dare all drunk forgive thy name. I will sing thy name, I will drink thy name, and dare all drunk forgive thy name. I will sing thy name, I will drink thy name, and dare all drunk forgive thy name. I will sing thy name, I will drink thy name, and dare all drunk forgive thy name. I will sing thy name, I will drink thy name, and dare all drunk forgive thy name. Oh, my Guru, come to me, come to me, oh, come to me. Oh, my Guru, come to me, come to me, oh, come to me. Oh, my Guru, come to me. Come to me.
Guru, come to me. Come to me, oh, come to me. Oh, my Guru, come to me. Come to me, oh, come to me. Oh, my Guru.
I love you all so much. It's hard to go. So maybe I'll stay around for a while. Till the phone goes dead. You'll be getting the same amount of information before and after. You know, I breathe for the satsang. You've become my life. I promise I will never, ever lead you astray. I will only speak from my experience and things I've heard Robert tell me and other teachers that have told me. But you have to listen to everything with a kind of a grain of salt, because ultimately all the concepts have to go. And you live your own lives, and whatever experiences arise. And with a fresh mind, a fresh life, every moment that arises is your new truth. And if eventually you're able to tie these experiences together and formulate your own teachings, so be it. So much better for the world. another yoni around. But some have a path never to get anything. It's all taken from them. Every idea is taken. Every concept is taken. Every object is taken. And they may wander bewildered for a few years until it jives, until it clicks. But there's such love and peace and contentment in the end. If only you trust the words of Nisargadatta, Robert, myself, we're all trying to tell the truth as best we can to as many different people as we can. I love you all. Good night. Lakshmi, do you have anything to say? Same. Good night.